It's Ron Ron from sportsoverload.com. Ron Ron, buenos dias, buongiorno. How are you?
How's it going, fellas?
Hey, everything's beautiful. Other than the fact that Michael Jackson was murdered, I'm having a pretty good day.
It was a homicide.
Well, what are you going to do? You know, I got to be honest. Seriously. When you sent me an email earlier in the week asking to talk about fantasy football, my first response was the email back, where is Justin Akre and what have you done with him?
I know. I started taking my boss's advice. He said, you guys do any fantasy football? And I'm like, I hate fantasy football. And he said, oh, so I guess not. I'm like, no, but there is definitely a place for it. And you know what? It just shows you, Ron, what a, I guess, an open-minded person that I really am. Much to the chagrin of the people like Tommy Smith of the world who try to pigeonhole me as a straightforward, single-minded, annoying, ignoring all others type of person.
You got that right.
But in fact, I am open-minded to the needs of the listeners, of our guests, of my co-hosts, and I know you guys are all big fans, the whole fantasy land world.
You're open.
Me, I live in the real world. I don't watch reality television. I don't have a fantasy football team. Oh, no, but I know I'm in the minority. So let's focus on the things that people care about, such as, like, as if, who should I have on my team and stuff?
Well, number one is kind of up for debate. A lot of people would probably go with Adrian Peterson, Minnesota Vikings running back. That might change a little bit with Brett Favre, but it probably could benefit in a good way. It might open up the running lanes a little bit now that you have to prepare for the run and the pass each week. But some people go with Michael Turner. I know Joe's a Michael Turner guy. He's got Michael Turner at the top of his list.
Yes.
And then, some people have Maurice Jones-Drew because the Jaguars lost Fred Taylor. So now Maurice Jones-Drew is the, lone back, and he's going to get all the carries. And he's also one of their top receiving options. So he's probably going to get a lot of the touches there as well. So those are the top three that get tossed around the most. So that's probably where to start. And then LT's still hanging around.
Yeah, I was gonna say, running back's the place, though, right? I mean, people typically are starting their team with running backs. That's the best move.
Right. Well, some people are, consider themselves more modern and try to go with, like, a quarterback or wide receiver early on and, the sexy picks. But there's just only a few elite running backs, whereas the receivers 15 through 20 are not that much – are not as different. And then quarterbacks 6 through 10 are not as different than the top ones, whereas running back, there's only a handful of elite running backs. So you have to have one of those elite guys if you're going to win your league.
What's your gut feeling? Let's just assume he stays healthy. Let's assume he plays 16 games, which both are a stretch in my opinion. Will Brett Favre put up gaudy numbers and be a good pick as a fantasy draft quarterback?
Say he'll be more of a fill-in guy. I don't think he's a guy you start every week for your fantasy team because there'll be a lot of weeks where, especially if they're playing, I see a lot of weeks where they throw 25, 30 times and he has somewhere between 180, 200 yards, maybe one touchdown. Because a lot of I don't see him having very many 300-yard passing days and 2, 3, 4 touchdown type games. And also, like you mentioned, the health is always a concern. I see them trying to be more balanced because they obviously have Adrian Peterson, Chester Taylor, a great offensive line, a good defense. So I don't see him getting the opportunity to throw for 300 yards very often.
Brad Childress, the head coach of the Vikings, spoke yesterday and says that he said, I look more like a Viking than a head coach, don't I? He also said that Brett Favre is doing a good job.
I mean, he's only two series in, so however many series behind, he's doing everything he needs to do to get up to speed, and as are our guys, and confident we got time and distance to be able to do that.
He's sounding more and more like Batman these days, the Dark Knight.
I'm Brad Childress.
I haven't seen anyone make a comment or I haven't read anything about Tavares Jackson being booed the other day.
You sure he was booed?
Are you sure? You're the only person I've heard that from.
They said on ESPN that he was booed when he came into the game. I didn't actually watch the preseason game. It would be ridiculous. But on SportsCenter, they said he was booed when he came in the game.
I heard that on NFL Network as well. They mentioned that he's
okay, sorry, man. Bit. Sorry.
Oh, he did get a little negative attention because, I actually understand as far as jacking completely. You feel like you've been jacked around a little bit, and I wouldn't be as happy a camper either because it's also probably going to be as far as Jackson if any of those quarterbacks get moved. But as far as Jackson probably should be politically correct and take the Aaron Rodgers route of staying quiet through the whole thing in case he does get moved and get an opportunity somewhere else. He doesn't want to burn any bridges or make anyone question whether they should trade for him or not. He did come out and play great against the Chiefs in that preseason game. It is a preseason game, but...
I mean, can he have one day to react and be upset that, all of a sudden Brett Favre is nowhere in the picture, and all of a sudden that same day he's on a plane, he's there, and he's at practice? I mean, is he supposed to go, yippee, I'm on the bench again, hooray, not only am I maybe second string, I might be third string, and I might be getting traded, whippee. I don't blame the guy. He deserves a week to pout, and he really didn't pout. Like you said, he came back and played well after making a couple of comments, and you know what? Sage Rosenfeld's made the same kind of comments. I didn't see anybody complaining about him. Huh? Exactly. Did he even play in the preseason game the other day?
No, he was injured. He was injured.
That's trade bait. Goodbye. Plaxico Burress also spoke on E60 yesterday. We'll hear from him coming up probably in our last hour. Ron, before we run along here, we're behind, and I apologize for that. But I'm looking forward to this Tuesday segment that we're going to do. Not only will we talk about college and pro football in general, we're going to live in fantasy land with you. But what about some, in addition to the fact that Plaxico Burress is speaking publicly, what about some preseason notes in the NFL?
Well, some guys to keep an eye on. There's some sleepers emerging. Edgen James just signed with the Seahawks yesterday, so that's a guy to keep an eye on. The Seahawks now have a little bit of a running back by committee with Edgen James, Julius Jones, and T.J. Duckett. But a couple of guys that I would keep an eye on that you can get the last round of your draft, James Davis, the Cleveland Browns. He's the backup to Jamal Lewis. He broke an 80-yarder. Looks good. He's the backup. Jamal Lewis is old, injury-prone. James Davis would be a guy I would grab in the last round of your draft for fantasy football-wise. Another guy is Mike Bell. Reggie Bush is always injured. Mike Bell is the third-string running back for the Saints. Reggie Bush out in the preseason game. Mike Bell and Pierre Thomas split the carries. Mike Bell looks great. He's a fourth-year guy at Arizona. He's a guy you also might want to grab your last pick in your draft as a guy, as a sleeper to hold on to on the end of your bench.
I told you guys Mario Williams would be the better pick there a long time ago.
I know. You were right.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Mario Williams has turned into a franchise player in defense since.
You know what's good is nobody pays attention to what I say, and you have no idea if I said that or not. In fact, I'll just go ahead and say that I said that was the dumbest pick in NFL history.
We always agree with you.
Yeah, I did like Sam Bowie over Jordan, though, but that didn't work out either. Ron, we'll look forward to all your reports on sportsoverload.com. We will talk to you again next Tuesday, if not before.
All right, sounds good, guys.
See you,
thanks,
Ron.
Brother.